It's a walking morning. From here, I'm still looking at the inherent problems of this house. Not sure exactly what I want to do about them. Anyway, so. Lots of stuff going on. I'm working today. Pretty much just have to kind of make sure everything's in good shape before I go off for 2 days. In a weird sort of vacation, we're going to try to make it a vacation. Yeah, I go to Albuquerque to go to the bankruptcy park. One of our debtors is clearing bankruptcy. And did you go and speak our piece over there? This money for life, so we use it as a mostly as a savings account and a cushion. We realize exactly what's happening here. Recorded 4 videos for the class coming up. Introduction to Information Systems. That was pretty good here. Trying to impart information. And make it useful to them. I don't wanna parrot what the book says. so I don't want to discount learning what the book says. I feel that my responsibility here is to add experience to just booking. You know, you can say, oh no, I studied about that, and I know this, this, and this. You go, well, that's just peachy. However, you know, let me tell you about this myth. Not to, like I said, not to, not to say that the book isn't useful, because it is. Lots of good information. Important to know. My job here, and I expect that most teachers, I don't even know if it's a good teacher. My thought is, the teachers are there to add value to it, to put flesh on it, to make it real, rather than just an academic thing. You can take all the information you want to out of a class, you can test on it. I said, I'll be honest, the quiz is covered in the book. You know, there are tons to say. But at the end of the day, when you think about your profession, it's usually the two or three things that you heard from them that stuck in your head. And that really ends up kind of molding you. You can have different schools of thought, and that's fine. When it comes down to it, you have to get something out of it. Whether it's from the book, or from what your instructor says. Like, my master's degree, I whizzed through it in a particular way. I was not looking for great insights, I was not looking for learning. I was only seeking to certify what I was capable of. You know, I wasn't looking for a network. I didn't know where my degree would ultimately take me. It's interesting when I started thinking about my affirmation that I wanted to be a writer, lecturer, and teacher. One of the things that helped with that just having an advanced degree, having some letters after your name. You know? It opens up different forms. The more letters you have, the more forms it opens. So, anyway, I don't know what a PhD wins one. I basically got an opening to a college audience. Didn't have before. Here's a bachelor's degree. At some point, I'm probably going to have to end up getting a PhD, but for yet the same reason. Wanting to certify that I operate at a certain level. Turn the burrito off. So yeah, I was up. I made all the videos that I wanted to do for chapter 1, which is kind of the intro to it. Chapter 2 is splitting up some pieces. I'm going to talk about hardware. So it gives people a little overview of hardware and how it works together. Software, commands inside, there's code, and there's data. So, anyway, now we'll go into that just a little bit. I feel crazy with it, honestly. It's going to be subject to deserve much heavier treatment. If you take this class, you only have the thinnest veneer of an overview. But that's pretty much what you need at this particular point. I don't, you know, the ultimate goals for this class, it's kind of two-pronged, so you're always looking at things in two different ways. You look at it as a manager, look at it as a worker. What you need to know about each perspective. although we like to think that two different philosophies converge, but you know, they really don't. Although they should more. I guess I shouldn't say I don't know. That tends to be a blanket. I don't know what I'm talking about. You can ignore me. It's not true. I wouldn't. Think about being one of these special kinds of people is just you don't downplay yourself. Habits of mind, or just habits of speech that I need to drop off. Tend to diminish what to say. Oh, great. Got a bunch of kids on the sky bridge that I have to use. We're using it as exercise equipment. Guess you can do that. Yeah.